Welcome to Connecting Hearts, connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Newton. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Hello, I'm Pina Payne with Contour Mortgage, and we're so excited we have just moved to this new company. And we are located at 560 Newton Crossing Bypass in Newton next to Art and Jake's. And we have some great products. Our interest rates are better than any other companies, and we also have some great products with the for the VA. We can do a better deal for you with fees than any other company. We have a lot of different kind of programs and products, and we would love to see you. I will be telling you more about our company next week.
Hi, I'm Margie Conway with Creative Hearts Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network program. We've had a lot going on this week. I was just remarking on how tired I am because we had a Purple Power panel on Monday night, which you can look online and find out information about what we did. And on Tuesday, we had our tea party with God's Garden Girl. On Wednesday, I had church. And then tonight, I get to go play bingo. It's going to be so much fun. Our guest this week, it's somebody that's actually been in the background of all of our programs so far. Several people have asked me how I started a radio program, and they've talked about podcasts and things. And so I thought it would be a good idea to bring Ryan O'Neill, the manager of QEEK 99.1. See, I messed it up. But anyway, it's Ryan. He's the one that produces the show and is up here, and he is the go-to guy for radios and podcasts here in Newnan. Hi, Ryan.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, when I told him he was the guest, he was kind of like, huh? So, but there have been a lot of people asking questions, and the first thing I want to bring up with you is how did you end up here in Newnan doing this, managing the station and doing a show like this?
Oh my goodness. I ended up moving to Newnan because a friend of mine owns the radio station. He owns several radio stations in Jordan Communications. And he was like, you know, when the wife and I moved back from Las Vegas because of family, he was like, I've got this radio station in Newnan and it's an all 70s music. He says, I want you to go up there and run it. Do whatever you need to do. And I was like, okay, you know, I said, all right. So he comes and he introduces me to the station and he takes me around and lets me see Newnan. And I'm like, yeah, this is going to work. This area's going to work. There's a lot of advertisers, a lot of people in the area. So, and for a few years, I was just trying to get this thing off and going. We started with myself. I do a morning show every morning from 7 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. And just do a little of everything. You have to tune in to find out. And then I started having radio programs. I started with Dr. Lewis Boynton, the therapist, on Wednesdays. He actually started on Saturday mornings. Then moved into the midweeks. I had Newnan City Church with Pastor Jimmy Ellison. He was hosting his show for a while until it got too busy. So it was just something that I had already planned on doing for a long time, and I'd been in with other broadcast radio because I've been in radio for 20 plus years. And this was something we were doing in other markets, and I said, I think Newnan would do this. And we have a lot of people here that have a diverse backgrounds and different ideas, and I was like, I'm just going to start doing this. And back in 2020, when the pandemic hit, I planned on alternating the format again to majority talk. And the big thing that came to me was women radio. Women don't have radio. There's very limited women radio shows out there and podcasts. And I was like, well, let me see how many women want to do radio. Maybe they just don't want to do it. And I just started going out and talking.
Well, I tell you, he came, you know, my studio's over in Happy Life off the downtown square. He came in November to talk to Dana about an ad, and I kind of felt an urge to go out and speak to him. But I was still recuperating from this foot surgery, and I didn't feel good. And I was like, no, I'm not going out there. And then he came in December to cement the ad down and tape it with her, and I thought, oh, you need to go talk to him. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk to people today. And then, and that's really why.
That's how I get. That's what people do to me.
And then, well, that's my studio. Sometimes I can be back there and people don't know anyone's even in the building. But sometimes I make lots of noise. And then he came in January. And I still, when he first started talking, I still was like, don't know if I'm going out there. But then at the end, he asked Dana, do you know any women who might be interested in doing a radio program? And I was off my feet and out there to talk to him and nothing flat. And that was really surprising because up until that moment, I'd never thought about doing a program. I just thought about putting an ad out for the program I was doing at the studio.
Right.
And so I talked to him. I went home that night. I told my husband and my children, I'm going to do a radio program. And they just looked at me in surprise because in December at the church, when I went to make announcements, they tried to put a microphone in front of me. And I'm like, oh, no, I can talk loud enough. I don't need that. The funny thing is now I travel with a small interview mic in my purse in case something happens and I need to talk to somebody. So it has been a journey I didn't expect to be on. But it is one that I'm thoroughly enjoying. So Ryan is giving voice to the women here in our area. And so far he has me, God's Garden Girls, started a program. He has Sustainable Brown Girl, which is a really great program that plays right before this one. And I love a lot of the practices she talks about. Has Less Sucky Divorce. Mm-hmm. Has Everything Considered. Has Deborah Harris.
Deborah Harris, yes.
All right, so it's building up. He's getting a wide variety of women here on the program. And then in July, we are starting another one called Let's Talk.
I love it.
I don't know why I said Let's Talk. Tea Talks.
Tea
Talks. But, all right, Ryan, you started building a women's program. So how's that going for you?
Oh, it's going very well. I mean, the whole point of doing this right now was to bring more women programming on, and met with the Holistic Chamber of Commerce a few months back, put my cards out, and got to speak to a number of women, and I was like, this has just been something, like I said, since 2020 I was planning. Just the pandemic shut it down, and I said, okay, we're going to go ahead and go with this going into, 2022. And then, like I said, I met you, and then you were like, I want to come do this. I was going to talk to you in November. I'm like, well, January's fine. That's great. And then you were like, hey, I want to do a second show. I'm like, I'm not going to argue with that. because this is how I make my living, to let everybody know. But it's just one of those things that it's going great, and I'm trying to give all women a different voice. We're looking at bringing on Hispanic female radio shows.
Oh, good.
It's just, in this area, I believe everybody wants to hear that. I just believe it's something that everybody wants to hear. And the women you see all the time on Facebook, they're always doing something.
Right.
So, and then, of course, I was lucky enough, the radio station was lucky enough to be invited into the all women's chat that you are all in, so I'm sitting there seeing that a ton of things are going on for women in this area, and I'm like, yeah, this is the direction to go. This direction to go.
And we didn't know all these tons of things was going on here. The women that have been on my show when I first started it and sit down with Ryan and said, okay, here's the format I'm going to do and what type of people I'm going to invite. It has kind of moved around till I'm still sticking with the same key format, but I've met women, at festivals like Tasha, who ran for the Superior Court mm-hmm. clerk, and different people that I've met out like that. Even God's Garden Girl, I met her at a festival in a class and said, I think this would be good information for our show. So women are just coming to me and saying that they really appreciate having something here that can voice their concerns, give them information, show what's there, and highlight resources they didn't know that they had. And that's one of our points here, is we want to highlight the resources women have to them and inspire them to do something. So I'm very glad we're inspiring people to want to do podcasts and do radio. I'm going to tell you some reasons why I prefer doing the radio, because I have built many websites, and I thought I was going to do video, and I thought I was going to do this, but I would have a video this week and then skip like 5 weeks because it just didn't get to me there. And, you know, that's not consistency. It's not way to build an audience. And with the radio, first of all, I have accountability. I have to be here because he's depending on us, and I prefer to do live and not send a recording in. So I know at 10:30, I need to be up here at this radio station. Then I know that there's reliability going around because he can take care of the background things. I know a little about production because of the church things that I was doing, but he takes care of all that in the background, and I don't have to worry about it. So if there's a computer glitch or something going on, it's all Ryan's fault. It's not mine. And then the credibility of it. You know, I don't mean to try to put anyone down or lower what they're saying, but I have a lot of people saying, oh, I do a podcast, and then I look and there's not much there.
Right.
And the credibility of it, when I say I have a radio program versus just saying I have a podcast, and by the way, we turn our radio program into a podcast, it's much better. It gets received better. It's kind of like, you know, if you think you have all the skills to be a doctor, but you didn't go get that degree, who's going to want you to be that doctor and give them advice? But if you finish and get that degree, then they're going to listen to you. And so having a wide format like this, platform like this, adds more credibility to it, I think.
It does. And another thing I like to add to that is you're talking about adding credibility. Besides making everyone be able to be on time, do what they got to do, it also, within the format, radio and podcast are one and the same and will be in the near future. Mm-hmm. Being that this is a radio broadcast company, we're under certain FCC laws,
right,
which will make the show go to have that credibility, which right. means you're not going to drop the F-bomb or the S-bomb. And if you've heard a lot of podcasts, you know, people drop them so much, that's another thing that kind of deters people from wanting to right. listen, is too much cussing. I mean, I'm not saying adults don't cuss. I'm just saying that too much of that deters them. And the reason your show is successful like it is, you make a point to bring in the right guests, talk about them, get what they got to get, and give it out there every week. And your listening audience is like, man, this is great. And that's what we try to do here at the radio station, is make sure that either you can fit within that 30-minute time mm-hmm. limit or that 58-minute time limit, which is an hour. And it determines what you're doing. So we want to make you sound good. I want to make you sound good. And I want more women programming out there because it just sounds better. I mean, we're the location for women programming. Right. And if the guys can go out here and do it every single day or once a week, the ladies can do it too. I mean, I know that you guys are the ladies are the ones that's in charge of the house, overall everything, from the money to the kids. But still, you need to have time to come do something just for you.
It makes you feel, you know, better. Like I said, I never would have thought this would be in my plans. I did not plan this. It just... God put it in my lap, and I said, okay. And my kids are extremely proud of me for doing this. All my kids are like, I can't believe you're doing that. And they're actually telling their mom. I mean, telling their friends. Their mom does a program. My stepson, the other day, we were riding in the car, and I said on Monday when I had to go speak with the Purple Power panel, he said, you're getting invited to speak at these places and stuff. And he knows my background and my story, so he's like, I've been listening to your program. You're doing pretty good. So my family is extremely proud of the fact that I'm stepping out to do something like this. And it actually makes me feel good. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy letting women know, here this resource is for you. And pretty much every woman I've had as a guest on the show has said, you know, I never thought I'd be on a radio show. And a couple of them have enjoyed it and are ready to come back anytime we ask them. Yeah.
I love it.
It we love to have a voice. You know, sometimes you sit back and you don't think, you have all these opinions and ideas and all these things going on, but you don't have a place to put them. And so, you know, your station is a place for us to put them.
Well, we do appreciate that, and that's what we're here for, is for the community first and foremost, but for people who have voices, and you know, a number of other stations are going to be like, this is our format, this is what we do. I'm kind of weird. I mean, it's, you know, I'm going to put whatever is going to be on. You know, it's like, well, guys, you do a lot of sports. Yeah, but that don't mean that we don't have women for me.
Right.
You guys do some music on Sundays. Yeah, we do music on the weekends, but we do a lot of sports. We do a lot of talk. We do a lot. We're trying to do something for the community, and it's the community that has actually built this station. And then I like to pick the right people for these shows. Whenever someone's like, hey, I like to do a radio show or a podcast, here's my podcast, I listen to them, I go, I've got some suggestions for you. You know, with you, Margie, I didn't really have much to suggest except for, I just said, be yourself. You know, and because you already understood the what was going on in radio, I just wanted you to be yourself. And what I love about your format on this show is, most people who have shows that sound like just two people sitting talking at their coffee table sound like they're talking at their coffee right. table. But you guys sound like you're talking to each other on the radio, but you feel like you make it feel like you're sitting at your coffee table, which is a unique way of saying it. But I'm just saying that it sounds really good. And that's why you're getting all these compliments from your family, because they're like, I didn't know you, you know, I didn't know you knew all that.
Well, they knew I was opinionated, but they didn't know that it meant anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And just to let everybody, guys out there know, most women are opinionated, and most of their opinions are pretty much right. And that's why we are focusing in on that here at the station. I mean, I'm married, I know.
Well, see, ladies, you have a friend here in Ryan. He admits that most of the time that we're right, and he's doing mm-hmm. that very well, because he knows we're going to come in and make new programs and just build up the women's stations in the area. When I started, and he said he picks people and he can talk to them about things. The first day I walked in here, I had some paper, and I was going to do it myself to tell my story. And I remember when I practiced, I said, it's 10 minutes. How am I going to fill 30 minutes? And I told Ryan, I said, here, this is 10 minutes. I don't know what's going to happen. The look on his face was like surprised and a little worried, and he said, well, we have PSA announcements, we can fill it in. And so I'm telling you that to say, yes, I was extremely nervous there, and I prepared and had a script and everything, and then I was very worried about what was going to happen anyway. But he made it an easy way to come in, an opportunity to come in and sit, and like, okay, if you need help, just point to me and I'll throw something up there. So he's really good at that.
And I always tell everybody, the first show, do not listen to your first show. You know, and the reason I say that is, you're going to be nervous the first time you get on. It's going to go a little too fast or a little too slow, or you're going to say something that you don't want to say. You're going to say something you feel that, man, why did I say that? So I always tell everybody, wait till your second show mm-hmm. when you're a little less nervous, and then start picking yourself apart. And say, well, I can add this, and I can do that, and I can do this. Because that's another thing that has to do with this. When I'm helping you out with these shows, is I want it to be about you, and I want you to sit there and go, like, what can I do better?
Right.
And that becomes your accountability that you're talking about when you were talking earlier, is you're accountable for how you sound and what you sound like, or how the program is going. And then I always tell everybody, do not listen to your first show. Sometimes I tell, and if I tell you don't listen to your first two or three shows, then I usually know that that person is going to take a little bit more time. Like I told you, don't listen to your first show. Wait to your second show. And after that, the second show, you had a great guest, and you were like, oh, you know, I'm back in the swing of things.
Right, and it was easy, because first of all, these ladies in Noonan have been very gracious to come on.
Right.
Yeah, they and, but like I said, they're eager to have a voice and to share what they can to help others. Platforms, when we talk about the platform of doing the radio,
right?
Ryan either takes the pre-recorded that someone sends to him, or they get these live people like me that just gets on and says whatever comes out of their head. And he has it on there, but he puts it out through the Fringe Network.
Yeah, the Fringe.
Can you tell
radio?
Us about that?
Yeah, the Fringe Radio Network's a network that I'm working with. It's a platform that I'm working with for my morning show to get out worldwide. I mean, we're going into Hawaii, to North Carolina, everywhere, and they put our shows out, including the shows that, like yours, to iHeartRadio, Amazon, and 25 plus other platforms out there. It just automatically goes out as soon as the show is done, and we come off of the recording off the air. Like here at 11 o'clock, your show is going to go live everywhere, and then I'm going to end up putting it on YouTube, which is our WQEQ YouTube page, which gets a lot of response too.
Right.
And then I send it on over for you to put into your platforms. But yeah, we've got 25 plus platforms attached to the Fringe Radio Network that you go out that you don't have to pay for now.
Right.
If you were doing this on your own at your convenience and at home, you would have to find each one of these platforms, put it on there. And some of them are free, but some of them cost you $5, $10, $7, $8, $9 a month. And with me, it just automatically goes out, and you're not paying anything. You're only paying one fee one time, and that's to me.
And one thing about that is, if you're talking, you said something about we could put it on platforms ourselves, and
right.
I do put it on there, but I'm pretty technically inclined.
Right.
It's not as easy to get on most of them as you would think.
Right.
You know, there's requirements for all of them, sound levels to everything else. So you can submit it, but that doesn't mean it's being accepted.
Right.
And through Ryan's network, I can now go on Google and Google Connecting Hearts Network, and we're like shown rows and rows and rows of things. We also, I think it is so much fun. I can go to Alexa and say, Alexa, play Connecting Hearts Network with whoever my guest is, and it will pop right up because I've got it programmed to put the guest name in there. And it pops right up and starts talking. I think that is just one of the coolest things. I can be heard on Alexa. And so I know if it goes on Alexa, then it's going on Google and Siri and all these other places too. So
yep.
It's very... It's a good thing to have come through the radio program, have him have set ways and automations that already work for you so that you don't have to struggle so hard in the background and figure it out yourself.
Exactly. I mean, I take care of all the technical side, and I enjoy doing that. It's just something I've done for 20 years, and I was able to pull up this network, Fringe Network, and work with them and not have to go through any other platforms. And go through one simple platform for me, and then, you know, go back and do other things. And, you know, you were talking about being on Alexa. You know, I saw the day that I went into Happy Life, and you said, play Connecting Hearts Radio with Dana. She got all her smile. She got a big smile because she was able to hear her. And that's the big part of what we're doing here. We want to make sure that you not only... you are in the community for the community and whatever program it is, but family members across the country will be able to hear your show and go, wow. You know?
And they do. I've heard feedback from several people already. They do hear that. And I know our sponsors. We have Pina Payne, who has been on for a while. Okay, we have Holly, and we have Family Patterns Matters that has joined us. So they have been being circulated along with Dana ever since we started the program in one way or another. And all of them are seeing, you know, the results of it coming back. People are coming and saying, oh, I heard you on the podcast. I saw this and that. And they're able to take and plug it into their websites or their social media so they can put their message out. And that's one reason Family Patterns Matters has signed with us. It's because it is a great nonprofit that's for at-risk youth, but the word needs to be out about it more.
Right.
And so that's why she's joined us. But it's a great opportunity to get a message out. It's a great opportunity for us to share businesses that we feel confident in that will help you. And I recommend that, you know, if you're thinking about ways to get it out, that you come talk to Ryan and see about getting a program up here. You can actually come talk to me because he sent me forms where I can sign up sales if you want
to.
But, and I'll help you do it because it's not It's not hard. You just have a platform of what you want to talk about, and you come up here at the time you're scheduled and talk, and he even points at you and lets you know how many minutes you have. And then Ryan is really good, guys. He goes and follows up. He comes into the studio, you know, usually Thursday afternoon or Friday, and says, I got your program over to you. How you doing? And just comes in and checks on everybody. So it's not just he wants you in here so he gets a paycheck. He cares about the station and about Noonan and the programming there.
For sure, for sure. I mean, and I'd love for anybody, 770-347-9947 is the number to contact, or you can go to our Facebook page at WQE Key, add us as a friend,
yes.
And you can send me a message through there, and we can schedule a time to speak. Normally after 12 noon, because we have so many programs on right now.
All right.
We like for people to call us after 12 noon because we don't want them calling during the time Margie's up here having a good time with her guest.
I enjoy it.
Her good guest, like the one she had last week and the week before. You know, not ones like me who's just like, hey, Ryan, you're going on. Really?
Well, I tell you, one of my goals every week is to see if I can get Ryan to laugh because he's always sitting back there. And I can guarantee you he feels sorry for my husband because some of the comments that I come out with, he just shakes his head sometimes.
Yeah.
But he is a good brother, cheerleader man. To have in your corner. And I really appreciate all that you have done to help us get up and on the road and get things going so we can share what we need to do.
You're very welcome. I thank you guys for being a part of the station.
Now, whether anybody realizes it or not, Ryan is the very first male to be on the Connecting Hearts Network.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to make him a t-shirt or something so he's joining the club. I think it's about time for us to wrap up. I want to thank you for being Johnny on the spot and coming on, but I really do feel this is the message we should put out there today.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm glad I was the first Mel to be on the show. So it's like, wow, you know, the first of everything.
Well, just be glad you weren't the first male on Let's Sucky Divorce. Or the therapist show.
I'm always on Lewis's show, but in the background. But no, yes, I would not want to be. I love Gail, but no, I don't want to be on the show.
All right, we've had a good time this morning. If you can find Ryan, he's up in a corner of the Hearst building. When you're coming into town, if you look up right there at that first light and you see them three windows facing the road, he's in there doing radio. You just don't know that's where he's at. And I am always somewhere near Perry Street down. You just open doors, yell, Margie, I'm going to come out if I'm not already on the side of the road like I was the other day. So thank you for listening to us. I hope somebody is inspired to start a new program. I can't wait to see who the next one's going to be.
Thanks for tuning in to Connecting Hearts of Women to Resources, Information, and to One Another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street, here in Noonan. 404-528-8461. Until next time, have a wonderful day.